It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Expectations. People get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality health care. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of health care. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Don't forget to mark your calendars. Nemaha County Hospital invites you to a special presentation prioritizing your mind.
They're literally 10 feet away from me.
As important as taking care of your body. Join Dr. Anna M.
Dunn,
a licensed pediatric psychologist and board-certified behavior analyst, as she shares practical strategies to support mental health, including improving sleep, building healthier routines, managing social media, and everyday self-care. Plan to attend Wednesday, March 4th at 2 p.m. in the hospital classroom. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care. Every time.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams by turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Auburn. Teams are out warming up here. So, here we nothing like the excitement of postseason basketball. The bands are playing, the stands are full, and the crowds are on their feet here for both these teams at Auburn tonight. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineup tonight. First of all, for the Concordia squad, for the Mustangs, Coach Ken Kulis will go with a 6'1 junior, Ryan Taylor, averaging 4.8 points per game on the year. Drew Kulis is a 6-foot senior. He averages 18.3 points per game and 5.9 rebounds. Elliot McCafferty, a 6'5 senior, averages 12.9 points and 4 rebounds a game. Cole Cheatham is a 6'1 junior, averaging 6.2 points per game. And Blake Sunday, a 6'5 senior, averages 5.2 points and 5.8 rebounds per game for the Mustangs of Omaha Concordia. Yeah, they lost the sub-districts to Lincoln Lutheran 53-46. They went 1-2 against Lutheran this year. The only team to beat Fremont Bergen this year has been Omaha Concordia. They're going to play the national anthem here, so Seth, I'll let you decide if we can play this or not, and if not, we'll go to a break.
Here's the toss, and it's controlled by the Bulldogs. That crowd is loud here. I'm sure you can
down the lane. He stops. He turns on the block, kicks it back out top, and a three-pointer on the way. And it's down for Trace Keeling. And the Bulldogs take a quick lead, 3-0. The Bulldogs with a quick 3-0 lead here over Omaha, Concordia. Up the floor comes the Mustangs. Ryan Taylor into the paint. Triple team gets the ball away to a teammate on the right block. Off the glass, no good. Rebound picked off by Palmer for Auburn. Palmer with the rebound. Here come the Bulldogs in the front court. Wenzel kicks it left side for Levine. Levine down the lane, spins inside, kicks it back out. Three ball up off the back iron for Wenzel. Rebound comes down to Ryan Gunther. Out it goes, shot for three. Levine won't go. And the rebound to the Mustangs and a foul. A reach in trying to steal it back on Brenton Wenzel. So Wenzel with the foul. First the ball game. 3-0 Auburn. We played less than a minute here. You can fit a few more people in here on the other side, I guess. Here's a jumper from the free throw line. It's up. Two hops on the rim. It will not go. Going down to the rebound for the Bulldogs is going to be Creighton Keeling. Keeling with the rebound. The shot was put there by McCafferty. Auburn to the front court with a weave out top now. Hand the ball off. Levine goes to Gunther. Top of the key, right side Wenzel. Man-to-man defense. They pass him off. He gets to the hole. He puts it up. No. Rebound is controlled this time by Cole Cheatham. Here comes the Mustangs to the front. On the far left side now, Drew Poulos. Now they get to the right side of the floor in the paint with the ball against the Auburn tough man-to-man defense. Toss the ball back out here midcourt to Poulos. Poulos swiped by Gunther for the moment, but he got it back. Now Poulos down the lane, and his shot is rejected by Gunther. And, oh, we're going to have a foul. Well, I can't see it all. I got too many fans standing in front of me here. Foul will go on Ryan Gunther, his first team foul number two. Coming to block that from behind. And now they'll lob it in. A new shot clock for the Mustang. Back and in as Taylor goes in. And he dumps the ball underneath and turn around in there. A little layup by Blake Sundy. And in is 3-2. Auburn up by a point. Here comes the front court, Levine. And we got our first foul. That is going to be Wenzel. We got a foul on the Mustang here. This will go on Cole Cheatham. His first foul of the quarter on the Mustangs. From the baseline, Auburn will inbound it. It comes in and it goes to Keeling. Creighton will give the ball to Palmer. Back and into the paint, spins to his left, it's up, it's off the glass, it's off the rim, and it's in. Braylon Palmer with the two-pointer, the Bulldogs up 5-2. 5-2, Auburn leading, district final, Class C1. Spinning in, Poulos forces it out, no, but a whistle and a foul again on the Bulldogs. Who they get this time? Foul is going to be on Carson Levine. Levine, his first team foul number three. Now, as you know, if you're familiar with Auburn, where we sit, it's here on the north side. Scorer's table on the south side. Sometimes we'll have to wait to see who the fouls are called on. Free throw up and good. Shooting it is Drew Poulos. And it's now 5-3. Auburn with the lead. Poulos on the air, 66% free throw shooter. On the way up and good. He got them both. And it's now 5-4, the Bulldogs lead it. 5:20 to play in the opening period. Wenzel cut off in the backcourt, ahead to Gunther, and now down to Levine. Back out top, Wenzel will work with a left hand to the far side, the south side. Double-team trap and a steal by the Mustangs. In the hand to Taylor. Floats up, and offensive foul, let's see. I think it's offensive. Yes, it is. Offensive foul on Ryan Taylor. He ran right over the top of a Bulldog defender. I did not see who it was. But the turnover will give the ball back to the Bulldogs here with 5 minutes to go in quarter number one and a one-point lead, 5-4. Wenzel, right side, hands to Gunther at the elbow. He'll work the free throw line down the left side. And he's cut off. He stops. He'll get the ball to Ryan Carson Levine. Now Wenzel to the free throw line. Stops. Starts again out to Levine. Levine off to Gunther, 10 on the shot clock. Now it will be down to Palmer. Spins on the right block all the way around. Up, and he got it. Gets it off the glass. It goes in. Glass, rim, glass again, and in. And it's 7-4 Auburn. Up the front court with a basketball and full Cheatham. Off the right side now to Kula. Kula will hand the ball away to Sunday. Right side on the wing, working it back. A floater in the lane. Up, no good by Cheatham. Rebound to Palmer. Raylan Palmer, second rebound, and the Bulldogs have a three-point lead at the four-minute mark of quarter number one. Gunther pulls up on the left side of the lane. Back out top, he goes to Keeling. Now holding it, Wenzel, right side of the floor, makes a move. Closely guarded, he drives all the way to the baseline, kicks it out top. Keeling for three, no. Rebound is loose on the deck. Who's got it? It's going to end up with the Mustangs. Up the floor they come. Cut off at midcourt in the middle to Taylor. Taylor, a 6'1 junior. Gives the ball up now to Cole Cheatham out top. Now to Kulis. Kulis looking, trying to post a man up on the inside. And Kulis will hit a fall away for about 15 feet. His first hoop, he's got four, and it's 7-6 the Bulldogs lead. Winner to state next week. Get a little time off after tonight's game. Here is Wenzel front. Splits defenders all the way to the hole. The scoop, and it will not go. Tried to spin it off the glass. Rebound brought down by Blake Sunday. Sunday throws it ahead to the left corner. Three ball on the way short. No good by Kulis. Rebound to Braylon Palmer again. His third board. Up the floor, Gunther in the lane. Kicks it out. Left side to Keeley. Healing will hold. He hit that first three for the Bulldogs to get him off to a good start. 2:40 to go in the period. Palmer with it. Inside the paint. Leans up short. No good. Got his own rebound. Up again. Lost on the way up. He got fouled. That's why he lost it on the way up. A foul will go against the Mustangs here. Foul will go on Ryan Taylor. That's going to be his second foul of this ball game. Three team fouls on the Mustangs. At the line is Braylon Palmer. 4 points, four rebounds in the game so far. Free throw will go on the first one. He'll get one more. 44% free throw shooter on the year. Into the game, Cole Hinnick. Hinnick, a 6'2" junior, checking in now for the Mustangs. Auburn will counter. They will bring Blake Swanson off the bench, a 6'3" sophomore, sitting down momentarily. For the Bulldogs, here's the free throw up. The free throw is good. And it's now 8-6 Auburn. Sitting down for the moment, I believe, is Carson Levine. Nope, that's not Carson. We'll catch him in a moment. To the front court, Hinnick with the basketball, dishes it off, and a drive by McCafferty. Kicks it back out, and the ball goes to Lincoln Getz, who just checked into the game as well. Here's a shot by Kulis. He hit the side of the backcourt. It comes down to Wenzel. Wenzel on the run to the right side. Pulls up. Pass underneath. His man got bumped in the middle. Out to Wenzel for three. Off the front edge. No good. The ball's going to carry him out of bounds on the far side. So Palmer is in. Wenzel is in the game. Gunther remains in. Also in for the Bulldogs is Palmer and Swanson. Got the Mustangs in the front for a minute 50 to go in the quarter. Kulis is fouled by Gunther. That's going to be his second foul. Ryan, little hand checking, trying to get him on the spin move. His second team foul number four. Mustang ball on the baseline on the right side of the floor. Lob the ball into the back to Elliot McCafferty. Take the ball to the left side and a shot up. It's too strong. Up there by Getz, rebound brought down by Wenzel. Wenzel in the front court with the ball on the right side, dishes it off there to Swanson. Swanson moves across the free throw circle to Gunther. Gunther playing in there with the two fouls. Back and in, kicks it to the right corner. Gives the ball up there to Swanson again and back to Wenzel. 13 on the shot clock, give the ball to Palmer. Well outside the lane, dribbles in, fires across court to the far side, three ball up. Short, no good by Swanson. A rebound on the run is McCafferty. McCafferty through the paint with a scoop. It's up, it's in, it's out. Rebound, follow put is in. So we've got a foul before that shot, I believe. Foul will be on Swanson. Blake Swanson picks up his first. That's team foul number 5, and it was before the shot at the line. Full hitting. Free throw up and good. 8-7, Auburn by a point. Hitting. 6-2, junior. Gunther sits down with the two fouls. Back to the ball game. Carson Levine, free throw up, and it rattles, it bangs, it won't go. Rebound is tipped around and brought down by Creighton Keeling. Keeling will give to Wenzel. He'll work up the floor. Under a minute to go in the quarter. 25 on the shot clock. Auburn with 3 across the free throw line here. Wenzel trying to work solo on the right side beyond the 3-point line. Gives it up now to Keeling. Keeling fakes the handoff to Wenzel. Keeps it into the paint. Keeps on going down the lane. Stop. Jump. Foul. It'll go to the line. And Coach Ken Kulis, very unhappy there was not a traveling violation called against Auburn there. Instead, it's a foul on his player, and the foul will go on Lincoln Getz, his first, team foul number 4. At the line for the Bulldogs, Creighton Keeling hits that first triple to start the game tonight for Auburn. It's on the way. Up short, no good. Creighton on the air, 68% of the free throw line. He'll have another one coming here. 36.7 seconds left in the period. Free throw up and good. 9-7 Bulldogs. Drew Kulis will bring it up the ball up the floor through the midcourt circle. Takes it right side there for McCafferty. Underneath, inside, shooting off the glass over Palmer is Blake Sunday. He's got his second bucket, and we're tied at 9. 16 seconds to go. Auburn with the ball. We'll play for 1. Wenzel out top. 9 on the clock. 8 to the free throw area. Backs up. Moves again. Right side. Off the glass. No. Rebound. Batted around. And that ends the quarter. Nobody got control of it. After 1, it's Auburn 9. Omaha Concordia 9 in the C1 district final. In Auburn. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3, the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, this is Brett Meyer with Meyer Arp Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Arp would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a new or used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember, MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Arp Chevrolet in Auburn today.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Nebraska at highschoolofficials.com.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Auburn High School, home of the Bulldogs. It will be Mustang basketball to start quarter number 2 in a 9-9 ball game. In the first quarter, Auburn led 5-2 at one point. All right, here's Drew Kulis, fall away from 12 off the right side. No. Tip up, no good, but then saved in by Cole Hennick again. And they're going to say he was on the line. It wasn't saved in. He was on the end line when he hit it. So we get the Bulldogs with the basketball. Coming up the floor with it will be Brenton Wenzel, a 5'11 senior. He moves, gives the ball away now to Levine and off to Gunther. Gunther to Palmer, out between the circles. Not where Braylon wants necessarily to be running offense out there at 6'6". And now Creighton Keeling with it to Palmer. Left side of the floor, backing in with the dribble. Oh, man, bumped hard again 2 or 3 times. He shoots it, he missed it. And we got a foul on the floor. I mean, they're beating the young man up, bodying him. There's a foul called, but it's not a shooting foul. Foul on the Mustangs. Going to go against Blake Sunday. His first and the first foul of the second quarter. Now, the first quarter, I thought they were calling him a little close here or there. No, they weren't calling that close. Here's Guthrie. He explodes in the hole. The floater, left-hand scoop is good. Ryan Guthrie with his first two of the night. And the Bulldogs back in the lead now, 11-9. Three ball, left pocket, no good. Comes out long on the rebound to Levine. The shot put up there by McCafferty. Haircut of the Bulldogs, working it up the floor slowly. Wenzel in the free throw circle, whips the ball to the corner, three ball up short, no good by Levine. Rebound to the Mustangs, and up the floor comes Cole Cheatham. Cheatham on the left side, trying to cut in there against the man-to-man. The Bulldogs cut him off. Back out top to the top. Between the circles, give the ball up there again to McCafferty. He's down the left side, slid, lost the handle on it, but it goes to a teammate to Cheatham. 14 on the shot clock, and now it's Kulis down the lane. Off the glass, against the pressure defense, and he puts it up and in. Kulis now with 6, and we're tied at 11. 11-11 with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Palmer, left block, turnaround off the glass, too strong, the rebound to Drew Kulis. Point guard will bring it himself on the right side, looks for somebody. Gets it away, three ball up and in and out, spun out of there from McCafferty. Rebound to the Mustangs, out to Kulis, fakes, drives, shoots, blocks, side, Wendell coming to get it. Throws ahead to Gunther, going in man on man, and he is stripped of the ball. Wendell ends up with it. Good save for the Mustangs there. That defender got that ball stripped away. There was going to be a one-on-one to the basket with Gunther. Now with it, Palmer on the right side. And he drives to the block, keeps dribbling, now picks up his dribble, kicks to the left wing for three, buried it. Out of the left side wing, great feeling with his second long ball tonight. He's got 7, and the Bulldogs are up 14-11. 5:05 to go. Down the lane, kick in left corner, now a drive into the paint, and we've got a whistle, and we have an offensive foul going to be called on the Mustang. Setting it up for Auburn. They're not going to call that a foul. They're just going to say the ball flew out of bounds on the far side. Okay. I got all the student section standing down here. We can't see the three-point line on the near side where we're at. Even if we stood up, we're not going to see. Here's Wendell to the hole. Stops, goes, and off the glass, too. Little setter set. Brent Wendell's first two of the game. Puts his Bulldogs up 16-11. Biggest lead of the ball game at the 4:42 mark. To the front we go. Kulis with it against the man-to-man. Has to dish off left side now. Cheatham into the paint. Got bumped. Picks the ball back out. And it's Kulis. Fires. Got it again. Drew Kulis with 8. 16-13. Auburn by 3. Wenzel works it up the right side. Mustangs pick up man-to-man defense here. Now they drill it off, get the ball to Palmer, back out, and again, three, up, no good for Creighton Keeling, and we've got a ball, no foul, ball got tipped out maybe, well anyway, it will be Mustang ball, 4:06 to go. The Mustangs bring Ryan Taylor, 6'1 junior, back in the ballgame. Out goes Cole Hennig. Bounce pass down to Taylor on the block. Kick it back out. Three ball up. No good by Cheatham. And we've got a stoppage in play again underneath the basket. What do we got this time? A foul on the rebound on the Bulldogs. It's going to be on Carson Levine, his second. First foul of the period on Auburn. Checking in, Eli Doty for Auburn. Is that 20 or 30? No, it's 30. I'm sorry. Blake Swanson. Swanson back in. From the baseline, right side. Nice bounce pass and an out-of-bounds assist. McCafferty the bucket. Kulis the assist. It's 16-15, Auburn by 1. To the front court. Brent Wenzel for the Bulldogs. Tries to get a screen. Now moves to the right. looking, passes off, Gunther to the hole, tried to reverse it, and the ball got away from him. He almost passed it to himself now, with it in the hands of Brenton Wenzel again, head on the shot clock, three balls straight out front, up and down. Wenzel with his first triple of the ball game, and it's 19-15 Auburn. Bulldogs by four. Drive in the paint, off the iron, no good by McCafferty. Rebound brought down by Wenzel again. He'll work it up the floor. Jim Weeks up, signaling the play. Wenzel around the defender, all the way to the hole, the right hand to the left side. It's up and good. He's got seven. The lead is six for Auburn. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Bulldogs, the 2:43 mark. Here's Kula, spins, fall away, free throw line short. Rebound to Wenzel again. Defense stays with him. Now he'll bring it up again. Auburn on a little run here, up by six. Wenzel spins at the key. Gives the ball off to his teammate there. Great feeling. He's going to fire the long one. There he goes.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials. There when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Taylor, they play catch, they run a weave out top. Handle the ball there on the left side. Now it's back to Kulis. He's going down the lane on the right side. Out for three. Up and good. Cole Cheatham with his first triple. And it's 26-21. Don't expect they're going to go away. Shot clock is off. 25 seconds to go. And a lob up the floor to Swanson. Swanson in the right baseline to Palmer. Dangerous pass, but it got through there to Keeling. Keeling looks down to the baseline. 11 on the game clock in the first half. Wenzel out taught, guarding him closely. Double team. He'll lean. He'll fire. It's on the rim. It won't go. Rebound out of bounds with 3:10 to go. Auburn basketball. So Auburn can go for a tip. Gunther comes back in for the offensive play. And Auburn will inbound from the baseline. Everybody on the corner of the lane coming down the middle will be Palmer. They get it in, and it's a shot, but it's no good. A catch and a throw by Levine. After one half, Auburn Bulldogs 26, Yamaha Concordia Mustangs 21, 26-21 in the district final in Class C1. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Arp Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Arp would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a newer used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Arp Chevrolet in Auburn today.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Halftime in Auburn, our score 26-21. The Bulldogs have the lead in the C1 District Final. Our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but they're far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. In the first half for the Mustangs of Omaha Concordia, they're led by Drew Kulis, the senior, with 8 points in the first half. Elliot McCafferty has 5, Blake Sunday 4, 3 for Cole Cheatham, and 1 off the bench for Cole Hennick for their total of 21. They went 3 for 4 at the free throw line, all in the first quarter. 2 fouls on Ryan Taylor, nobody else with more than 1. For the Bulldogs in the first half tonight, it's 10 points for Creighton Keeling. He hit the first 3-pointer of the game. He's got 3 of them so far, 10 points for Keeling. 7 for Brenton Wenzel, all in the second quarter. Ryan Gunther has 4. And we've got 5 in the first half for Brian Palmer for the Bulldogs. They go 2-4 at the free throw line. All the free throws the game shot in the first quarter here tonight. Ryan Gunther and Carson Levine with 2 fouls apiece for Auburn. Nobody else with more than 1 in the game at this point. 26-21 Auburn with the lead. Earlier today on KTNC in Class D2 action, Fall City Sacred Heart got their ticket to the state tournament. just tipping off. That's on KPNC and on the World Wide Web at MSC Sports. Check them out. You can listen to Josh Brock go for another trip to the state tournament this afternoon, this evening. All right, that's going to wrap it up for our halftime report presented by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We'll take another 2 minute break, check the weather, and be back with the second half coming up on KTSC.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Arp Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Arp would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a newer used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Arp Chevrolet in Auburn today.
Don't forget to mark your calendars. Nemaha County Hospital invites you to a special presentation, Prioritizing Your Mind. Because taking care of your mental health is just as important as taking care of your body. Join Dr. Anna M. Dom, a licensed pediatric psychologist and board-certified behavior analyst, as she shares practical strategies to support mental health, including improving sleep, building healthier routines, managing social media, and everyday self-care. Plan to attend Wednesday, March 4th at 2 p.m. in the hospital classroom. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care. Every time.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 36 with fog and spots tonight under overcast skies with a chance for drizzle. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers with fog and spots early tomorrow. Highs level off around 50. Cloudy skies expected. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 38. Cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
All right, Megan, thank you. It's 41 degrees here at Kansas Land Radio, or excuse me, Sunny 101.3. Cloudy skies. We've got, again, winds out of the east, southeast in between 10 and 15 miles an hour as we're at halftime here of our one lone game here today is Omaha Concordia and Auburn in a matchup here tonight as, again, play of basketball here in southeast Nebraska. And we are bringing you coverage of the game here tonight between Auburn and Concordia. Please stay tuned. We've got second half action coming your way next as John Nixon is standing by. We'll bring you the second half coming up next, right after this.
Sunny 101.3.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Auburn High School. Concordia trying to get back to the state tournament for the sixth consecutive year. There's some history with Auburn at the state tournament, and it's all good for Auburn. Auburn defeated the Mustangs 39-37 in 2021 in the semifinals. They beat them in the first round by five in 2022, and in 2023, Auburn defeated them 54-53 in a thriller. Auburn has beat them all three times in the state tournament. Auburn missed out on the state tournament last year after making it to the final 6 years in a row. Here we go, back to live action. It will be Auburn ball to start quarter number three here, and they will go right to left toward the east bucket as we look at it here in the second half tonight at Auburn High School. Wenzel with the basketball. They're trying to double-team him. He goes all the way to the hole, reverse layup, won't go. Rebound out of bounds off of the Mustang. In other games at C1 with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, there's Syracuse, the 13th seed, is leading number 3 seed Cozad, 47-37. That is about 5 minutes to go in that game. Here's Gunther in the lane. Jumper good over the defender. Tough shot. Ryan Gunther now with 6 in the game. And we have a 28-21 lead for the Bulldogs. According to the front court, Ryan Taylor hasn't scored yet tonight. Spin, shoot, short. Brought down by Palmer. And a late whistle and a foul. They're going to say Auburn moved under him. And that foul, I believe, did he say 2? Yeah, they did. That's number 3 on Carson Levine. Carson's third foul, first foul of the quarter, and it's a shooting foul. Taylor at the line knocks it down. His first point of the game. He is a 63% free throw shooter, 28-22. Second one up and rattles off. Rebound to Palmer. And he'll give the ball to Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel says everybody out of the way to Gunther at the corner. Free ball up, no good by Levine. Weak side rebound grabbed by McCafferty. McCafferty will bring it himself to the front court, passes off left side, gets the ball to Cheatham. Cheatham off to Kulis. Again with it, Brian Taylor. They go inside to Sunday, back out Taylor. Fake the three, drives up, ball stripped away by Gunther, picked up by Levine, and they give it to Wenzel. Wenzel's the steady Eddie of the team. They have an issue. They give him the ball, and he takes care of it. He knows where to go with it, where to dribble it. They do it again, pass him out between the circles, and now he goes off the left side for Keeling. Double team to it. Now Keeling moving up. The defense is extending way out. Try to get a steal, 9 on the shot clock. Wenzel, you can tell it's good. He's in double figures with 10. 31-22, the lead is 9 again for the Bulldogs. To the front court, down the Mustangs with the ball. Kulis, free ball, right side, no, Gunther the rebound. It's physical underneath. To the front, Wenzel. Sub ready to come in for Auburn on the next break in the action. Wenzel gets the ball away. And now back to Gunther, out to Keeling. Keeling going to drive to the free throw line. Looks for a cutter, gets it away. Wenzel goes in the lane, lost the handle on the basketball. Picked off there by the Mustang, by McCafferty. McCafferty will give the ball up now to Cole Cheatham. Cheatham over on the left side to McCafferty. Down on the baseline, in the paint, back in it. Sunday shoots over Palmer and got it. Sunday has got his third hoop of the ball game. It's 31-24. The lead is 7. A 9-point lead matches the biggest of the game tonight for Auburn. And inside go the Bulldogs. No whistle and great healing. Body was fouled in the paint. No call. Mustang rebound. Mustang ball front court with it. Taylor. tripping over the basketball is Keelan. He dives on the floor. They jump on top of it. Now Keelan and Taylor kind of elbowing each other. Now Keelan hits the deck again. Here comes Taylor down the lane. It's up, and it won't go. Man, they are letting them flat out play. It is a football game right now underneath that basket. Creighton Keelan, frankly, lucky he didn't get whistled or rather Levine. I was Keelan doing most of that. But, man, you get underneath. They called it tight for a couple, 3 minutes early, and now just look out. You play it hard. If they're calling it the same both ways, that's fine. Here's Palmer, cross court, left side wing. Shot not away. Here we go. Levine out top with the ball. Double team, leans through underneath Palmer. Left defender goes by and lays it off the glass for two. He's got seven, and the lead is nine again. 33-24. Auburn, best thing they do, maybe their best virtue, is some patience. Here's a steal, a takeaway. Coming out with the basketball is going to be Levine. He goes left side, and a corner shot, Swanson. In, out, no. Rebound brought down by Sunday. Sunday will give the ball off to Kulis. That is McCaffrey. To the front to Kulis, and now they have it. McCaffrey. Cutter underneath is Kulis. He's in the paint, guarded by Palmer. Shoots it over him and got it in. Kulis in double figures with 10 now. 33-26. 3:10 to go, third period. Auburn ball with the ball out top. Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel moving down the right side all the way to the hole. Whistle and a foul as he went by a defender. See who they call the foul on here. I think it's McCaffrey, but I'm not sure. Yep, it is. Elliot McCaffrey, his first foul. Each team with one foul here in the third quarter. Bringing into Gunther. A reverse two there would have sent him right to the bucket uncontested. He shoots it. He has traveling calls. You can't always tell where you're at, but had he made a drop step and reversed that time, boy, he was right to the hoop. Nobody underneath there. The man played him to the top instead of the bottom. Here come the Mustangs with the ball. Kulis going to drive to the hole. Stop on off the glass. No. Rebound. Palmer will tip it down to Gunther. And the ball out of bounds. Tipped away by the Mustangs out of bounds. Concordia will bring into the game Lincoln Getz and also Cole Hennig. 2:41 to go, third quarter. The lead is seven for the Bulldogs of Auburn High. Wenzel over to the right side of the floor. Hands off to Gunther. Free throw line. Keeps going. Now stops. Leaves it back out. Keeling. Left side of the hand to Gunther. The hole he goes. Scoops it. Finger roll won't go. Rebound to the Mustangs. Taylor on the run the other way. Cross court. And it bounced off the referee to stay in bounds. Break for the Mustangs there. Back over to Kulis. Into the paint. Shoots it up. No. Rebound to Palmer. The fan's not understanding. If it goes off the referee, he's in play. Coming the other way with the basketball. Wins on the right side. Double team. Stolen away. And a push foul going to be called on the Bulldogs. That foul on Brent Wenzel trying to get the ball back is second foul. Team foul number two. 1:54 to go in the third period. The lead seven for the Bulldogs. The crowd, you might say, is into this one. Taylor looking underneath. Can't get the ball down there low. Now they swing around. They're trying to go inside, and they can't. Now a drive to the hoop, throwing it up to Kulis. And a push foul will put him at the free throw line to shoot to. Who do they call this on? It's going to be on Creighton Keeling. His first, team foul number three of the quarter. Kulis at the free throw line has 10 points. Free throw up, in and out, no good. Our first free throw attempt since the first quarter for either team right there. Kulis will get another one. Second one's coming for the senior. It's up. It's no good. Rebound comes out. got it, and now he'll go to Brenton Wenzel to bring it up the floor. They'll pick up at mid-court. Now Wenzel to Guthrie, back to Wenzel. They got him trapped in the corner. Timeout Auburn. They had Wenzel trapped. Timeout Bulldogs. They lead by 7 with a minute 25 to go in the third. Timeout on the floor, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
33-26, Auburn with the lead. After 1:10-8, that game on KTNC tonight. Dylan Hendricks out and Adam bringing that action on sister station KTNC. Bulldogs lob it to the backcourt to bring it up the floor here. Wenzel, 14 on the shot clock. Booth fakes. Double team is passed, tipped and stolen away. Coming down with it, Cole Hennick. 1:09 to go, and to the front court comes the thing. Kulis, drive, stops, leaves it back, and it's in the hand of McCaffrey. Back to Kulis, he'll go all the way back out top and reset to Taylor. 18 on the shot clock, give the ball up there for Lincoln Getz. And his pass cross court knocked out of bounds by Gunther, the Auburn sophomore. Checking in, Blake Sunday for the Mustangs. Sitting down will be Hennick. Gotta think they want it. They do. They go inside to the paint. And now kick it right back out. Three ball. Good for McCaffrey. McCaffrey with 8. And it's now 33-29 with that three ball. Auburn will play, can't play for the last shot here. About an 8-second difference between the shot and the game clock. On the left side, Gunther out to the top. Three ball up and down. That will be three for Carson Levine. Dagger there for the Mustangs. 16 on the shot clock. They had it down to 4. Now it's 7 again. Taylor with it. Looks. Cuts. The free throw line. Leaves it off. Now with it. Kulis in the paint. Slow shoot. It bounces on the rim and it goes. He's got a dozen. And at the end of the period, 36-31. Auburn with the lead. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Nebraska at highschoolofficials.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Ready to go in the fourth quarter here at Auburn. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's game is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. It is Mustang basketball to start quarter number 4, down by 5, 36-31. It is Auburn ball. Each team scored 10 in the third period. To the front. Down the lane goes Wenzel. Cut off. Dishes it back out top. Now Guthrie's got it. He'll go back to Wenzel. For the Auburn bench. Now to Guthrie. Fakes left. Goes right. Spins. His shot blocked, but a whistle and a foul. They blocked it with the left hand up top, and I think Taylor had his hand on the body. They're not going to call on somebody else. They're going to call that on Cheatham, I believe. Nope, Sunday, 24. Blake Sunday with the foul. His first, or his second, team foul number one. Gunther at the line for the first time. Auburn's first free throw since quarter number one. Up and good. Auburn up by 6, 37-31. Second one up, second one good. He got them both. Auburn score out of six at the line when they get there. The lead is seven. To the front, Cole Cheatham dishes it off. Mustangs take a lot of time getting their offense set up here. Patient out top. They have to pick up the pace a little bit here. Down seven with 7 minutes to go in the game. Coolis wanted it, didn't get it. They keep it, they go into Taylor, and a reach-in foul on Gunther. Yeah, slapped the ball, got him on the arm. So Ryan Gunther with his third foul, he picked up two in the first quarter. Triggering from the baseline, Cheatham, he lobs into Coolis. He's doubled, he goes away from the defense, fires it up, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Brent Wenzel. Wenzel to the front, left side of the floor, man-to-man defense, and a hack on the arm, called against Elliott McCaffrey. His second, team foul number two of the quarter. Well, that may be all right if they get to a situation where they have to put Auburn on the line. See that happen a few times this year. You don't have, haven't committed enough fouls, you can't get the other team there. Here's the ball, oh my goodness. Defensive back just hit the receiver, and three ball for Cheetah. Won't go. Coolis the rebound, up and in. And they got away with one there. Cheetah just ran over a Bulldog man, and it's 38-33 on the pass. Here's Wenzel, double teaming the sideline. Off he goes to his teammate, Keeling. To Wenzel, to Keeling on the left side. They're trying to trap out near midcourt. Auburn playing catch over the top. 6:03 to go. Keeling steps through. Wenzel, 10 on the shot clock. Keeling, left side down low. Back out Wenzel. Long three. Short off the rim. Gunther throws it off of a Mustang. Saves it for Auburn as the ball goes out of bounds. Coach Weeks shot a little dance move over there. He didn't want to get hit by the ball. Ball went from the baseline to the side where it went out of bounds. New shot clock for Auburn. Backcourt, they're good at Gunther. Taylor shadows him back there. Now to Wenzel. Crosses midcourt with the basketball. Wenzel at 5'11". Handles the ball down to the right side. Gets away to Levine. Levine in the middle to Gunther. A little push shot. No, won't go this time. And the rebound to Blake Sunday for the Mustang. His outlet to the side, almost too tall. 5-point game, 5:25 to go. Auburn with the lead. Here's a drive and a kick out to the corner for three. Air ball. Auburn tried to save it and couldn't. The ball goes out of bounds. Shot clock at 17. Syracuse going to state. The Rockets beat Cozad 60-53. Congratulations to the Rockets. That makes the trip home a little nicer. Here is a shot underneath, a whistle and a foul on the inbound. Auburn foul will be called on Carson Levine. That's Carson's fourth foul. That's the second foul of the quarter. At the free throw line, Blake Sunday for the first time today. Up, and it's out of there, no good. One more coming here. 60-53 Auburn, excuse me, Cozad with a win there. In T1, they'll go to state. Free throw up, free throw won't go. They're not taking advantage of those shots. Well, here we come back the other way now. Auburn ball, Gunther down the right corner with it. Levine goes to Palmer, back out. Now Levine in the corner for three. Got it. Coach Levine has six in the game. It's an 8-point lead for Auburn. 41-33. Right side. It's going to be a ball to the right side in the hands of McCaffrey. Underneath the Kulis, up off the glass. No. Rebound grabbed up, pulled down by Creighton Felix, and he's bugged, and a foul will go against the Mustang. Foul on Drew Kulis, his first team foul, number three of the quarter. 4:39 left. He might be shooting quite a few free throws here before this one's over. Sacred Heart, they're going to the state tournament. They won tonight 67-51 over Layton. Back to the rack in Fall City. Right side, three ball up. Off the rim, no good for Levine. This time, rebound brought down by Creighton Healy. And he's called for a foul, but the Auburn fans are not believing. I didn't see it very well. Was he out of bounds? I guess they feel probably can't see right down here on this three-point area to the sideline. He must have been out of bounds. They're called for double dribble. Whatever, it's a violation. Gunther deflects the ball out of bounds on the baseline for Auburn at the other end. Auburn Hockey Cordia with the ball down by eight. Triggering in will be Cheatham. Gets the ball in there to Sunday, way out top, now to Kulis. Kulis will hand it off to McCafferty. Down the lane he goes, left hand blocked away by Gunther. Run down by Wenzel for the Bulldogs. 4 minutes left. Auburn up by eight, left side. It goes down that corner. Driving in is Palmer. Whistle and a foul. This time it is a foul. The foul will be called against Kulis, I believe. Yes, that's his second. Team foul number four of the quarter. Now, bring it in out here midcourt. And now they're trying to set the trap on Keeling. They do, and Jim Weeks called his second timeout to save a turnover. 41-33 Auburn, 3:51 to go. We're back in 30 seconds.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
33, Auburn with an 8-point lead. We've got now to take time off the clock and they count down here. At halftime at Adams, Nebraska, the Freeman Falcons, the number 7 seed, hosting the number 10 seed Johnson-Brock Eagles. They're both wild cards in C2. They're tied up at 22 apiece at halftime. 22 all at halftime, Freeman and Johnson-Brock. That game on sister station KTNC right now. Auburn will bring it in. Gunther down to Palmer on the left block. Out to the top to Wenzel. Wenzel guarded there by Taylor. They get it underneath to Palmer. Too far under the basket. Back out top. Wenzel for three. It's Perry. Wenzel with 13. That's his third long of the night. And the Bulldogs are up by 11. Their biggest lead of the game. 3:28 to go in the fourth. 44-33. Bouncing to Kulis underneath. Reverse layup. No rebound. Braylon Palmer for the Bulldogs. He will give the ball to Wenzel. Auburn got the seed to get it to get to home game. And now another trap set in the backcourt. Auburn tried to get a timeout. They didn't get it called in time. So we've got a violation, and it will go to Along in Corey, they're down by 11, 3 minutes and 6 seconds to go. Give it to Hulley, dropped it. McCaffrey dropped it. Kulis for a long three off the rim, no. Rebound to Sunday. Sunday to Taylor. Taylor down the lane, stops, leans, shoots, and got it. His first field goal of the ball game. Makes it 44-35. Timeout, 40. 2:50 to play. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3.
44-35. Auburn with the lead. I'm John Nix along with you here. Seth Thompson back in control. I'm making him earn his money tonight. I hope he can hear me. I can't hear him. He ever talks to me. I hope you can hear him with the crowd we got going here. There's the trap in the backcourt. They set it against Keeling to Wenzel. Get it up the floor, and now in the corner on the sideline. And what do we got? A foul called against the Mustangs. Foul will go on Ryan Taylor, his third. And now it's free throw time for Auburn the rest of the way. At the line for the Bulldogs, Creighton Keeling, 10 points, 1 for 2 in the ballgame tonight. On the season, Creighton at the line, 68% free throw shooter. It's up too strong. He'll get another one here. The lead is 44-35. The biggest lead of the game has been 11 for the Bulldogs. Keeling ready, sets, fires, rattles it home. That gives him 11, and it's 45-35. Coming out, Carson Levine with the four fouls. Blake Swanson back in. I think Auburn only went six deep in this ballgame. Ryan Taylor down the right side of the lane, up and got it. Defender fell down, trying to draw a foul, didn't work. Timeout again, 45-37. Timeout by the Mustangs. They are down by 8. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back on Sunny 101.3 on the MSG Sports Radio Network.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Arp Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Arp would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a new or used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Arp Chevrolet in Auburn today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Auburn with the lead of 45-37 in the ball, and they're bringing it up the floor. Gets all to the left side, Creighton Keeling to the front. Get it down there to Levine to check back in during the timeout. Now to Wendell, comes to the near left side to Keeling. Back over, and Wendell dropped it. Picked off and going their way, McCafferty. Now a three-pointer is blocked out there by Gunther. Sunday saves it. Now to the right side, three ball up and good in the right corner wing. Three-pointer for Cole Coleman. His second triple of the game, 45-40 on that three-pointer. Minute 42 to go underneath the bucket for Auburn. We've got a foul on their end here against the Mustangs. Going to put Braylon Palmer at the free throw line to shoot two. Braylon at 44% on the year. The foul is going to be on Kulis, his third. Free throw won't go. Braylon 1-for-3 now at the line tonight. Levine goes out on defense, replaced in there by Blake Swanson for Auburn. second one up and switches it all. 8 for Braylon Palmer. 46-40, a two-possession game. Auburn with the lead. Here's Kulis, a drive down the lane, left side up, no, but a whistle and a foul. Guarded by Gunther. And a good move by Kulis. He just forced Gunther all the way in, and Gunther's fourth foul. So now two Bulldogs with four fouls. The Mustangs have never led in the game. We were tied at 9. We were tied at 11 early in the contest, first quarter and second quarter. Kulis on the line, 14, and no. They cannot take advantage of the free throws. 0 for 3 in the fourth quarter, 3 for 7 in the ballgame. Second one up, got it. 46-41, full court pressure now. And Auburn nearly turns over. Wenzel runs it down, throws it ahead to Swanson. Now stop. There you go. Find your dribbler. He got it away now to Wenzel in the corner. And we've got timeout by Auburn. He was caught in that corner, mid-court again. Third timeout called by Auburn. 1:22 left. The lead is 5. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back on Sunny 101.3.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Almost 10-second violation. 30 of sending a guy back to cherry pick, but Auburn saw that. Free throw good. That makes it again a 5-point lead. 48-43, Auburn by 5. 56.8 seconds to go. Up. No. Rebound brought down by Cole Cheetah. They got to hurry a little bit. Cheetah to the front court now. Up before he goes. Hands it off to Taylor. He's going to head for the hole. Moves in. Double team. Wendell knocked it loose. And Taylor got it back. And now a reach-in foul on Auburn from behind. And, boy, you don't want to do that. I think it's going to be a Boston. Yes, it is. Blake committed the foul, his second, but it's team number four, so it's not. Oh, number five. I missed one. One, two, three. Yeah, number five. I'm sorry. The free throws for Taylor. First is no good. One, two, three, four misses here at the line, and they're down by five. They made three so far. Sunday, the rebound knocked away by Auburn and out of bounds off the Bulldogs. They got it, but they couldn't hang on to it. 40.3 to go. The lead is still 5. The Mustangs need a quick one here. They look in. They come in long to the back to Cheatham. Off to Kulis. Kulis driving. Good defense by the Bulldog. He's into the paint. Foul. Blocking foul called. Oh, my. A lot of contact both ways to put Kulis at the line. Foul will go on Auburn. I'm not sure who they got here. They put the foul on Creighton Keeling. Those have been kind of going at it all night. At the line, Drew Kulis. Shoot a pair here. And what do we got? Each team with two timeouts left in the game. Well, now we're going to have what? Auburn. Oh, they're wiping up perspiration on the floor. Late in the third quarter, Freeman has jumped out to a 9-point lead on Johnson Brock, now 37-26. After a 22-all at halftime. Kulis at the line, up, missed it again. They've missed 7 free throws in the period. 3 out of 10 at the line. Second one for Kulis, 7 up. Good, 4 out of 11. The lead is 4, 48-44. Gunther takes the inbound, fires it ahead to Keeling. Front court he goes, stops, and fouls. 26 seconds to go. Foul will go again, I believe, on Cheatham here. No, it's on Sunday, 24. At the line will be Creighton Keeling. Creighton, 2 out of 4 at the line. Senior gets set, fires, got it. That makes it a 5-point game. Now they need a 3. Back in, Lincoln gets for the Mustangs. Second free throw for Keeling up, and it rolls out, no good. Sunday the rebound. Looking for somebody to get you, now Kulis. 20 on the clock, Kulis all the way to the hole, kicks it back out, gets the 3, no. Rebound, out of bounds, off the Bulldogs with 13 seconds left. Flying in there to try to tip it with McCafferty. He couldn't get a hold of it, he couldn't get the tip to go. It came down, the Bulldogs had it, lost it. From the baseline, Kulis will inbound. Looking out top. It's going to be in the hand of Cheatham. A long 3. Bank, no. Rebound to Auburn and a quick foul. And there's 7 seconds left. And Auburn has put the finishing touches on a trip to the state tournament. Foul on Lincoln gets his second. At the line will be Brent Wenzel, 13 in the game. Thank you. up, no good. Free throw up, good. Auburn 8 out of 15 in the quarter. They lead now by 6, 50-44. 7.2 seconds left. I'll keep it here this time. Kind of settle this thing down. Auburn leads by 6. There's 7.2 seconds left in the ball game. Say thanks to these folks who helped bring this action to you tonight. Community Medical Center in Falls City, the Nemaha County Hospital here in Auburn. The American Family Insurance Group, Rep. Person Agency, River Valley Memorials, Meyer Herb Chevy, and State Farm, Wayne Barons. Thanks to all those sponsors for helping bring you high school basketball action. It's an exciting time of the year. We've got a girls team in the state tournament. Sacred Heart plays Wednesday night at 7:45 against Wynot. Sacred Heart boys will be in the state tournament next week on Wednesday. Don't know who yet. We'll figure that out. Auburn looks like they're going, and we are hoping for a Johnson Brock victory in C2. But the Eagles are falling behind. They're down by 14 now with under a minute left in third quarter. Heard some rumors about some illness for Johnson Brock today. Hate to see that. Ball pass up the floor, tipped out of bounds by the Bulldogs. Swanson with a nice defensive effort. Clock down to 4.4 seconds to go in the ball game. Again, inbounding the ball will be the Mustang. It's stolen by Auburn. They'll run out the clock and get the win. Final score is Auburn 50-44. 50-44. Auburn wins. Defeat Omaha, California. And Tang is in their ticket to the state tournament next week in Lincoln. We'll take a 2-minute break. Be back.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health, and a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Parents in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Arp Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Arp would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a newer used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, it means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Arp Chevrolet in Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, for the seventh time in 8 years, the Auburn Bulldogs are going to the state tournament. They went 3 years in a row and won the Class C1 state title. The next 3 years, they went to state and they finished second in the state tournament in Class C1. This year, we'll see what they get done. They'll head up there a week from Thursday for their first round game. Taking a look at the scoring tonight in this one for the Omaha Concordia Mustangs. They're led by Drew Kulis. He had 16 points in the ballgame, the only Mustang in double figures. Elliot McCafferty had 8. 7 for Ryan Taylor. He had 6 of those in the fourth quarter. 6 each for Cole Cheatham and Blake Sunday, and 1 for Cole Hennick. In the fourth quarter, it was Omaha Concordia hitting 4 out of their 10 free throw attempts, 7-14 in the ballgame. For Auburn tonight, the scoring goes this way. It's Brenton Wenzel leading the way with 14 in the ballgame tonight. 12 for Creighton Keeling tonight. That included 3 three-pointers. We've got 9 for Ryan Gunther. We've got 8 for Brian Palmer. 6 for Carson Levine on a couple of trays, and 1 for Blake Swanson. In the fourth quarter, Auburn went 8 out of 14 at the free throw line, and they went 10 for 18 in the ballgame. For the win, Auburn now 24-1 on the season. 24-1 is Auburn on this season to this point. Now, I can tell you a little bit, not much, but a little bit, in C1. Number 1 seed Ogallala won on Saturday, 90-32. Number 2 seed Ashton Greenwood picked up a 71-26 win. Well, they're likely the top 2 seeds. Auburn could very well move to the 3 seed with this win, since number 3 seed Cozad of the district got beat by Syracuse tonight, 60-53. Also, Bridgeport, the 5 seed, lost to Lincoln Christian, the 12 seed, 65-55 Saturday. We have number 6 seed Grand Island Central Catholic with a 47-42 win over Mount Michael Benedictine, so they'll be at the state tournament. Douglas County West with a win over Winnebago in a 7-10 game. And number 8 seed Gothenburg beat Donovan Trumbull 52-48. If that does indeed work out that way, it would be, let's see, 12-9. It could very well be a game against Douglas County West in that opening round. But don't hold me to that, because I'm not sure about it at this point. But anyway, that's where we're at right now. Johnson Brock is trailing by 16 midway through the fourth quarter over at Freeman tonight. And earlier tonight on KTNC, it was a win for the St. Bernard Irish, 67-51 over the Leighton Warriors. The final here is 50-44. Auburn gets the win, and they are headed to the state tournament, as I said, for the 7th time in the last 8 years. Congratulations to Coach Jim Weeks, his coaches, his staff, and the Bulldogs fans. We'll follow the Bulldogs throughout the state tournament the rest of the season, as well as Fall City St. Bernard, the boys and the girls, starting Wednesday for the St. Bernard girls. And Johnson Brock, as I said, they're trailing. We'll see if they can get something done in that fourth quarter against the Freeman Falcons tonight. Well, that's going to wrap it up from Auburn. The Bulldogs win at 50-44. They're cutting down nets, they're taking pictures, and they're getting ready to start preparations for the state tournament. For our studio engineer, Seth Tollefson, I'm John Nixon, saying good night, everybody, from Auburn, Nebraska.